The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja Ajalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you as we gather on this evening and on these nights to commemorate the tragedy that befell upon the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. And when you look at Imam Al-Hussein in Karbala, that when Hur did what Hur did, and when Hur came, the compassion of the Imam was overflowing at that time. May we receive that kind of compassion from the Imam of our time, huh? Because Hur is that example. Yeah? I think Hur has that relatability to each and every one of us, because none of us are perfect. Yeah? None of us are perfect. But Hur had something in his heart. You know what Hur had in his heart? Hur had the love of Fatima al-Zahra in his heart. Hur understood the position of Fatima al-Zahra. You know, it is said that Hur was the commander of an army or a battalion of 1,000 men. And the job of this man was simple. The job of Hur was simple, to intercept the Imam and to bring him back towards Kufa. It is said that when Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was leaving Makkah, he stopped at numerous places until he got to a place called Sharaf. When he got to Sharaf, the Imam did something which was unique. He told every single youth and every single companion to fill their watering skin. You don't need to travel with that much water when you know you will soon have water again. But the Imam knew something was coming. The Imam alayhi salam, then as they left Sharaf, they reached a place called Dhu Husam. And before they reached Dhu Husam, they saw a battalion of 1,000 men approaching them. Imam camped in Dhu Husam, and when Hur and his battalion and his army came to Dhu Husam, the Imam alayhi salam saw thirst in the faces of Hur and his companions. He saw that not only were they thirsty, even their animals were thirsty. The Imam gave instruction to all of his companions and family that give them this water that we have. We say, salam to you, O Hussein. Salam to you. There will come a time very soon when Hussein, your children will cry, Al-Atash. Al-Atash, but they will not give you any water. Have they forgotten 2 weeks prior, Hussein, that you gave them water? There's a companion of Hur who says that I was the last one to come. And when I came, I said, I was so thirsty that Hussein bin Ali came himself to quench my thirst. He says, Hussein told me, get off of your camel, sit your camel down. And Hussein used his own hands to quench my thirst. Imam alayhi salam in Dhu Husam prayed Dhuhr. He gathered his companions for Dhuhr Salah. At the time of Dhuhr, he looks towards Hur and he says to Hur, O Hur, aturidu an tusalli bi ashabika? He says, Hur, do you want to pray with yourselves and we will pray with ourselves? Hur says, La bal tusalli anta wa tusalli bi salatik. He says, no, we will pray behind you, O Hussein. Hur knew. We get examples of this. Hur knew who Hussein was. They prayed their dhuhr salah. Imam went back to his camp. It came back at the time of Asr Salah. They prayed together again. At this time, Imam alayhi salam took out bags of letters from Kufa. He says that you were the ones who invited me. If you do not want me, tell me, I will go back. Hur says, we will not allow you to go back. The Imam alayhi salam gets up. He gets back and tells his caravan that we are leaving. As the caravan begins to leave, Hur comes and blocks the way of the Imam. According to some narrations, Hur not only blocks the way of the Imam, he grabs the reins of the horses of the Imam. This is an act of aggression, huh? He grabs the horses of the Imam. The Imam alayhi salam says, Sakalatka ummuk ma turid. He says, your mother will weep for you, O Hur. What do you want? You know the jawab of Hur was what? Hur was a bahadur, huh? Hur was a brave man. Hur says, O Hussein, if any man in Arabia had said anything about my mother, I would say the same back to them. But what can I say about your mother? But what can I say about your mother, Fatima? He says, I hold her in the highest of regards, O Hussein. And then again we get a glimpse into the heart of Hur. Hur says to Hussein alayhi salam that I have not been instructed to fight you. He says, write a letter to Yazid. Write a letter to Ubaydullah if you want. He says, find a situation, but get me out of this situation, Hussein. This was the position of Hur. We come to the day of Ashura. When the fighting begins, you know, Hur never assumed that it would get to this stage. He always thought that some agreement would be reached. But when the drum beats on the day of Ashura began to ring and the arrows began to fly, Hur comes to Umar ibn Sa'ad and says, Aslahakallah. He says, may God have mercy on you. Anta muqatil hadha rajul. Do you really intend on fighting Hussein? Umar ibn Sa'ad replies, Ay wallah. He says, Ay by God, I do. I will behead Hussein. At this time, the conscience of Hur began to take over. The narrations say that Hur slowly gets onto his horse. He begins to slowly ride his horse towards the camp of Imam al-Hussein, a companion of Hur by the name of Muhajir. He says, O Hur, where are you going? O Hur, are you attacking Hussein? But Hur did not reply. Instead, Hur was trembling his entire body. Muhajir says, O Hur, if they had asked me who the bravest warrior in Kufa was, I would give them your name. But today I see you in a condition that I have not seen you before. You know the jawab of Hur. My brothers and sisters, we cry for Hur. We want to be like Hur. But look at what Hur says. Hur says, Inni wallah akhiru nafsi bayna al-jannati wal-nar. Wallah la akhtaru ala jannati shay'a. He says, I find myself between heaven and hell. I find myself between heaven and hell, and by God, I will not select hell for anyone. Hur rides towards the Imam. The narrations say that when Hur rides, he places his hands clasped over his head, a sign that he was coming in surrender. And as he was riding his horse, he kept reciting, Atubu ilallah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, it is I who have put your awliya in this situation. It is I who have put the son of the daughter of Rasulullah in this situation. Again, Hur remembers Fatima and the position he places his family in. When Hur finally comes to Imam al-Husayn, what does he say? He says, may God allow me to be sacrificed for you, Yabna Rasulillah. He says, I am the one who prevented you from leaving. He says, I am the one who troubled you on your way. I am the one who forced you to stop. It is I who have put you in this situation, O Hussein. It is my fault. Do you think that Allah will forgive me? Do you think that Allah will allow me to overlook this transgression of mine? وَإِنِّي قَدْ جِئْتُكَ تَائِبًا مِمَّا كَانَ مِنِّي لَا رَبِّي. I have come to ask for your forgiveness, O Hussein. Wa Husayna, you know, whatever mistake Hur had made, whatever decisions Hur had made, he has now come to the khayma of the one who is the most generous, the son of the most generous, the grandson of the most generous. Hussein welcomes Hur. Ahlan wa sahlan ya Hur. Come, O Hur. We have been waiting for you, O Hur. And then Hur immediately asks, O Hussein, I am ready to go and fight. I am ready to go and sacrifice. It is said, goes and fights. He fights bravely. Hur was a warrior. But how much can one man fight? Eventually, Hur falls. It is some riwayat say, he was hit on his skull and it began to bleed. He fell from his horse. The companions bring him back towards Imam al-Hussein. Imam al-Hussein looks at Hur and he says, Antal Hur, kama sammatka ummuk, hurrun fid dunya wal. He says, indeed, Hur, you are just like how your mother has named you. You are free in this world and in Akhirah.
I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.